The question was asked, on Pesach we encounter all kinds of stringencies that seem to go beyond what we encounter the rest of the year. You have people who have the custom, they don't eat by other people on Pesach. You have people that have the custom, they don't let the matzah get wet because maybe there was some flour left in the matzah and that would become leaven. You have people who wash the walls. Now, where do all these stringencies come from? So, the idea of being stringent with regard to Pesach is rooted in the Torah. The Torah tells us about chametz, something it doesn't tell us about other prohibitions. It says, don't eat it, don't even see it. You shouldn't even see chametz for 7 days. So the Torah gave us levels of stringency with regard to chametz that we don't find about other things. It doesn't say you shouldn't see pork. It doesn't say you shouldn't see meat mixed with milk. It doesn't say that. There are other things that are prohibited from eating, and the Torah doesn't tell us that extent of prohibitiveness. And chametz is something which the day before Pesach you're eating, and the day after Pesach you're eating. And then you have 7 days, or in Chutzar it's 8 days, where the Torah says, don't eat it, don't see it, shouldn't be in your possession. You start seeing a level of stringency from the Torah that you don't find in other prohibitions. And from there, the rabbis extrapolate it. We also find that with regards to matzah, the Torah gives us a warning that's unique. The Torah says, "Ushmartem et hamatzot." Watch those matzahs. Doesn't say watch your tefillin. Doesn't say watch your tzitzis. Doesn't say watch it about other things. Most mitzvot don't have that term. About matzah, you get a commandment, watch the matzah. So here our sages said, be extra careful watching the matzahs, more so than you are about other mitzvot. There's another reason for the rabbinic expansion of the prohibitions and distancing oneself from chametz, and that is because when you see pork, you know, I'm not going to eat that. When you see shrimp, you know, I'm not going to eat that. When you see chametz, you think, I eat that. So chametz is something which all year long you're accustomed to eating. And during those 7 days, the Torah tells you no eating that. So you're going to see a cracker on Pesach, you might forget it's Pesach. Someone offers you ice cream, you might forget to ask, is it cookies and cream? There are things which ordinarily you don't think about. And you eat them. And on Pesach, suddenly the Torah prohibits it. And that's a second reason why the rabbis expanded the prohibitiveness of chametz on Pesach, because if we were less careful about chametz, then we could come to eating it without paying attention. So most people will eat by other people on Pesach. If you trust the person that eats kosher all year long, you can trust them on Pesach. Most people are not concerned that their matzah has flour on it, and I eat matzah with milk, with water. One of the treats we make for the kids is before we go on a trip, we soak the matzah in water, and then even Ashkenazi matzah becomes nice and soft. You can make a sandwich out of it. It's like a pita. So that's something which we do. Hasidim are concerned that maybe the matzahs had some residual flour on them. But most people are not concerned about that. There was a Hasidic town where everyone was eating herring at the Kiddush, and then it turned out that the herring was pickled in chametz. And so that Hasidic sect accepted upon themselves not to eat fish on Pesach ever since that happened, because they had all eaten chametz on Pesach. So they decided we're not eating fish on Pesach. So some certain Hasidim have a custom, they don't eat fish on Pesach. It's not that there's a problem with fish on Pesach, it's that they once ran into a problem with fish on Pesach. So there are different things we do, and with regards to the stringencies, so many of them are based in Torah or Chazal, depending on the stringency. The Jerusalem Talmud says they used to scrape the walls, they used to wash down the walls. What chametz were they concerned would be in the walls? So they were concerned, because in ancient times people were hungry. They didn't have the plethora of food that we do. And it says that if a guy was sitting during his meal and there wasn't enough crackers at the table, he might just take some of that dough that they used to fill the walls with and break off a piece and eat it, because he ran out of food during the meal and he's hungry. What?
Dough in the walls?
Yeah, they used to fill the cracks in the walls with dough.
And it get moldy and rot?
I don't know. I'm saying you're asking a question. If this is what they did, maybe they did it. Right? I don't know. So, I assume they knew what they were doing. I'm saying I have no idea how you do that, but okay, maybe if it's whole wheat, it lasts better. I don't know. Gluten filled. So again, depending on their lifestyle, there were also different concerns. Maybe we'll go through now how a person should clean for Pesach. Okay, what are our concerns?